I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Is it me you're looking for?
Okay. Ooh. Well, that's copyright material, Mark.
No.
So we've got to pay all of this money now to... Like, we're trying to
earn
money.
We've got a billion quid, Anthony. If it means chucking a few tenors to Lionel Richie, I'm down with that.
Fine. Ooh. Fine.
Lionel Richie, it's pronounced.
Yeah, in football terms.
Yeah.
Lionel Richie and Cristiano Milian.
Yeah. this is football land.
This is football land.
And,
yeah,
this is a kind of a place where we are supposed to be building a football theme park, mm-hmm. The world's first and only football theme park in the Qatari desert. We haven't made a start yet, but we...
You've got your dildo on a washing machine.
I'm furious. Yeah. I'm just furious.
You've done a loop the
when
loop
I got this email, I felt like the responsibility was on my shoulders to get this theme park going.
Yeah.
So that's why I called myself the CEO. But yeah. You might as well be the CEO, Ryan. The CEO of wasting time.
No, don't.
The CEO of wasting time.
Don't.
Because
I see what he's doing. He's trying to... devolve responsibility.
Yeah.
He's doing it.
What we've done, Ryan, is come up with loads of ideas, and you just every time talk about your blood and Steve Mechanical Bull dildo on a washing machine.
Well,
you're not talking about. I did, you know, I built Gary Lineker's Shit Your Pants Loop the Loop last week with the swing and the sponge on a stick.
Yeah, you didn't take any like less time than it took me to build the Steve Mechanical Bull.
Yeah, but
Bull.
You just keep talking about Steve Mechanical Bull
in
your garage. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. The CEO of wasting time.
Yeah, but you've only built one as well.
Yeah, but I'm not the builder. You're the builder. Hang on a minute. You're the builder.
He's the builder. Ask me how many rides I've built.
How many have you built?
None.
Fuck's
sake.
Yeah,
he's the builder. I did that out of the kindness of my heart, and you're shouting at me.
Mark called himself Chief Lord.
I am
the ride engineer.
Lord Sir Chief Ride Engineer.
Yeah, what have you come up with
here? I have bought myself a pad, and I'm not going to charge that to expenses.
Hang on, a pad?
I bought myself a pen.
I bought you that pen.
No, I'm not going to use that pen because it's too nice.
You bought another pen?
I've bought a less good pen.
So we got two pens built
and
no rides.
I'm not going to charge it to the company.
You've done the old people thing of it's too nice. You know when they let you buy them some nice biscuits from
Harrods. Free Parker pen from Michael Parkinson.
And they, no, it's when old people, when you gift them something that's too nice to eat and so they just keep it in the cupboard until it goes off.
Yeah.
You go, did you ever eat those biscuits from Fortnum's? And they're like, no.
Oh no, they were too nice. They were too nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean...
My grandparents had whole rooms in their house that were too nice to use.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
They lived in the garden.
Yeah. Camped out in the outhouse.
Okay, let's turn over a new leaf.
I have sat myself down. I have
well
really
done. That's
tried.
That's what old people do when they're in triumph. I'm going to sit myself down and have a cup of tea. Yeah.
My problem is I don't know anything about building a fairground.
It's not a fairground. It's a theme park. This is the problem,
I'm
Mark.
You've
only been to one theme park in your entire life, and that was
Dreamland.
Legoland with your parents when you were an adult.
No, I went to Dreamland in Margate, which is now Benbon Brothers, but then went back to...
I never want to hear Benbon Brothers again.
Where's Dreamland again now?
Yeah, but what about
Legoland? Yeah.
You don't call that a fairground, do you, Mark? Or
no,
do you?
Well, it's Legoland.
Oh, let's have a jingle. Let's have a jingle. Right, Ryan, you've got an idea. You've got an idea for an attraction.
It started out by me doing what I usually do. I was trying to find holes in the park. Yeah. What don't we have yet? And you know what we don't have?
What?
A casino.
Oh, shit. No, we don't have a casino, like, and that's so good at making money.
Like casinos
really,
as well.
Really, really class up the joint.
Class
and
up
I
the
even
joint.
Thought of a name for it.
Go on.
The Tony Casa Casino. Right.
Great.
It's Tony Casca's Casino. Tony Casca's Casino.
Casca's Casino.
Casca's Casino.
Casca's Casino. Yeah, exactly. So you could see, I could see Tony, like almost like one of those Vegas.
Yeah, yeah. A neon Tony Cascarino waving his hand.
Waving his hand.
And like maybe he's got a cowboy hat and he's like lifting, doffing it mechanically.
He says Tony and then Casa Casino.
Oh, so it's a bit Spanish.
Yeah.
Spanish Tony Cascarino.
Exactly.
He was Spanish though, wasn't he?
Was he?
No, he was Italian.
Really? No, really not.
Go on his Wikipedia page and try and find. I'd like to see who do you think you are? The you know, family tree documentary, but with Tony Cascarino.
Yeah,
I'd love to see that.
Yeah,
it's probably just like played for Gillingham, didn't he?
Barnet, yeah, and Villa. So my ride isn't that.
Oh, well, hang on, what?
Yeah,
I'm so just, we're going to have to shelve Tony Cascarino.
No, we can put that in. That's a little half pitch, right?
Okay,
we've got a vote on it. We can just chuck it in.
All those in favour of the Tony Casa Casino say
I have to. I have to present.
Anthony's right. Holding his hand in the air, which is not great for an audio only podcast.
Still not quite. Got
and
there.
Also, do you ever watch Question Time? When the audience, right? Anyone in the audience has a question, and then like this, like lady's 57 from like Margate, and she, like, they revert back to school. They've got their hand up for so long, and then they ask the whole question with the hand up. Still,
yeah, yeah,
like what you do at school,
and they call Fiona Bruce mum by mistake.
So, I was thinking about the Tony Casa Casino, and
well, it's only just been built,
I know, but I was thinking about it.
Has it? It's been built, great, yeah. We've made a start.
Good god. And I was like, what card games could we have in this casino?
Oh, right.
They'd have to be full sort of like football related, at least they should be. And then I came up with like a version of poker that I called Full Ham.
Okay.
Which is like full house.
Right.
But it's like, so in full, if you get a full house, you need three of something and two of the other.
Yeah.
And so I thought we could adapt a deck of cards where all the black clubs, 1 to 11, ace to 11, are Fulham players.
You don't get an 11 of clubs.
No, you don't. Yep, maybe the
card shark Ryan.
Yeah. I'm not massively into cards. I think it's what dull people do. But
that should be on the wall with like a motivational quote on the casino.
Well, cards is what you do to like to kill time with your mum. You don't like doing that with your evening, going in and hanging around other people that like cards. Like shit the bed. Yeah, all right. Ace through to... All right, I'll let a jack, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. So ace
King,
through
queen.
To jack of clubs are Fulham players.
All right, okay.
And then the red hearts, but the pitcher fellas.
Uh-huh, the pitcher fellas.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're hams.
Okay.
Right, and you've got to try and... You've got to try and collect a full house. So you can either have three different hams and two full players.
It's not a full house, though. It's a full cottage, Craven Cottage.
I'm fine with that.
It's a full cottage.
Yeah, full cottage. That's if you've got the three Fulham players and the two hams. But if you get the three hams and the two Fulham players, it's a full ham.
Right. Okay.
So that's one card game.
Okay. Sounds great.
Right.
So have you got all of the other suits and, you know, what are diamonds?
They're just
nothing.
They're just diamonds. You're trying to combine full of players and hams.
Right, okay.
Could it also be we've got bits of dismembered pig around the Casca Carino?
100%.
And you've just got to reconstitute the pig.
There should be ham, haven't you?
Until you've got a full ham.
Reconstitute full ham. The pig.
Well, that's really...
It's like a children's show, like Run Around with Mike Reed when I was growing up, where you just go, run around.
You have...
Reconstitute the pig.
You've actually solved a problem that I have. So I developed full ham.
Mm.
I broke it out of the Casa Casino.
Yeah.
And it's full game.
Oh.
Right. And the way I think it works is the person that is the last person into football land.
Yeah.
Like the
just before they close the door.
Yeah, like when we're maximum capacity.
Yeah.
So when we're at full house, they get to play full ham.
Okay.
And it's like Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
It's a big wheel. And on there, there's all the different games that you can play. And they're all related to either Fulham, the word full,
right,
or ham.
Yeah, okay, cool.
And so we've got Full Ham, the card game. Yeah. That's the first one. I think one of the other segments on the Wheel of Fortune is an eating contest.
Yeah.
And again, that can either be you've got to eat like a full ham, all the ham, or you've got to eat a cake in like the shape of Edwin van der Sar.
Okay.
And so you can maybe on the wheel there's like a black eating competition and a red eating competition, and you've got to choose one of those. So that's my second game. And then my third game is you've got to keep Fulham up on Football Manager.
Yeah, okay. That's a nice day spent at football land.
You go to a $1 billion theme park and you're just sat on a PC playing Football Manager. Is it even the latest one, or is it like from 1998?
102. Yeah, let's give him 102, the best one.
Well, it should be one that Tony Cascarino is still in as a player.
Yeah, true.
I remember the only time I played it, he was still a player because my local side growing up was Gillingham.
Yeah.
And
he was there.
There he was.
And with Carlos Arba.
Oh,
I think he played for Gillingham.
So the aim of this is you're like the last person into football land, and if you don't get a full ham, so if you don't complete, it's best of five.
Yeah.
You've got to win at least three of these contests.
Uh-huh.
If you don't, you get kicked straight back out of a football land.
You have to leave.
Yeah, it's like the Jeopardy.
It's fine because your last in is closing in 20 minutes anyway.
it's you know, it was your mistake. But... I want to induce the sort of jeopardy, the yo-yo-ness of being Fulham.
Yes.
And so I just need a few more games that involve either ham. So we've got reconstitute the pig.
Yeah.
But that can equally be reconstitute the player. And we've got dismembered bits of...
Clint Dempsey.
Yeah. He'd be up for that. He's a team player.
So if you fail... You have to leave football land, but then someone comes in and they're the new last person in football land. So it's like, quick, mate. Before you enjoy the park, can you put those bits of a Clint Dempsey jigsaw puzzle, except it's his real body, just back together?
Yeah.
Stick that up there as a scarecrow and then enjoy your day.
I don't know. I think we can limit it to the person that when we've reached full capacity. And that doesn't mean that it's right at the end of the day. It could be.
No, it could just be like a real peak time. It could be 9 a.m. Like,
2 o'clock. By the time we've reached 2 o'clock, we're at maximum capacity. Mm-hmm. And then that's like ring ding 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 ding, and it's like full ham.
Right.
Is the full explanation of the game.
And
there's three very different pronunciations there. It's important. Well, they
had a very international
those.
Squad.
Yeah,
And I'm gonna use commas and maybe like some umlauts and that stuff.
Yeah.
To
yeah,
do, are like West Ham or Hamilton Academicals? Are they involved?
I mean, they could be in a ham
sandwich.
In a ham sandwich. They could be in the ham aspect of a game. We just need, like, the Wheel of Fortune is quite big, isn't it? And so I think we need a real variation. But you've got to win either three Fulham games or three ham games.
Yeah.
It's not just three games.
It'd be nice if you did have three Fulham players, and we just paid them every day in football land just to run around the park.
Yeah,
and two pigs, and you've just got to you've got to collect them all, a bit like Pokemon.
So
the last person
in. How do you collect a Fulham player?
Well, yeah, they're compliant. We're paying them. They're not. I mean, we grease them up so they're hard to catch. But
once you've caught them, you'd like drag them around on a bondage lead.
Not necessarily a bondage lead, but maybe just a cart, you know, that you get in B&Q. You know, like the trolleys that are really
the
really long ones.
Yeah.
Well, I have like, a question how do you about put the MDF gaps on that? In the trolley.
Well, Mark, there's no gaps in that trolley. It's just one long board.
I think if you're smart and you want the Fulham players to stay with you for the rest of the day, you just dress yourself up like a Fulham player liaison officer.
But the pigs won't like that.
No. But that you don't need to. You've just got to do one
of
the
police force.
Yeah, you just got one or the other. Remember, so you've either got catch those three. There probably should be three pigs, three Fulham players. You've got to catch them all, but not all, just three of them.
What a catchy slogan.
It is.
If this were a televised game show, yeah, we'd have some work cut out to get some catchy copy lines. But you could catch the pigs, not all of them, some of them, and only if you're full.
You know, on the Cube, where they have that big bit at the beginning where they show you somebody doing it, it was like, bounce this ball into that cup. And then it shows you a man in a
runner,
morph suit
doing it. A runner in a morph suit.
And going, look, it can be done. A bit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a bit like that.
But somebody in a Fulham tracksuit.
Yeah.
But in a pig costume in a Fulham.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, yeah.
One little detail I'm quite keen to add is that obviously Michael Jackson was a big Fulham fan, had that Fulham tattoo on his chest in Earth Song. I don't know if you remember that, when his shirt flew open. And
And it was the old Fulham badge, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was nice, tastefully done.
Mohamed Al-Fayed
etched it into his skin.
He did the tattoo.
He's very there was a period probably in the late 90s early 2000s where if you took a flight anywhere, the music when you were sort of on the tarmac was just Michael Jackson but in pan pipes.
Yes, it was, especially on Qantas Airways and Malaysian Airlines.
Was probably the best-selling album of all time, but nobody knows it because it's probably in like a commercial album
history and panpipes,
top 40 commercial panpipe songs. But
bad panpipes would be a terrible title.
But that would be great if we could just pump that in the casino, because that's very casino.
That's beautiful.
Okay.
That's not pan pipes. That's just me sort of making a noise. But that was going to be
Tony Cascarino to do karaoke over the top of Michael Jackson.
We could definitely get Jarvis Cocker coming in mooning everyone in disgust every time it comes out.
The pan pipe
Jarvis Cocker.
That's very Kafkaesque.
Right, well, let's get to a vote. I'm sold on this.
I think
I love how you invented a casino and then you said, fuck that, let's take it out of the casino. And then there was nothing in the casino. And then at the end, you were like, let's put it back in the casino. Yeah. That's perfect planning.
It's
perfect
planning. Full circle planning, they call that.
We should call the casino Tony Kasker's Casino's Full Circle with Michael Palin.
And with Michael's Palin and Jackson.
But it doesn't say circle. It's actually one of that sort of...
circle of life.
No, like a profile of a ham.
Which is like big cake slaughtered in neon.
No, like a circle of a ham with a ham bone in it.
Full circle.
I don't know where Michael Palin came from, but...
series called Full Circle.
Yeah, I know, but...
Well, that's the reason. That's Elvis, mate.
Here we go. All right, then. All those in favour of that elongated attraction name that Anthony just said, that you want it in this place called Footballand, say aye after three. 3, 2, 1...
Aye. Congratulations, Ryan. Congratulations.
Yeah, that came together.
Yeah, it's going to be a money spinner as well.
Let me take your hand. I want to take you to football land. It's built in the sand. And I'll run out.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Lyrics.
Mark, you've got an idea for an attraction.
Yeah, Mark.
For an attraction, yes.
So are we just doing all attractions?
Well, we don't know what it is yet. It's a catch-all term. It's an umbrella term.
It is an attraction. It's a roller coaster, in fact.
Oh.
But it's called the Failure Coaster.
Right.
The Failure Coaster. So this is inspired by the amount of gifted young footballers who don't make it. It is...
They're all cleaners at our place.
Oh.
Do you remember? At Football Land, they're ball boys. Ball boys for cleaners,
ball boys are pre-failed footballers.
Yeah.
So, kind of.
These aren't literally the people who failed.
It's not a roller coaster made out of former academy players.
What, it's like the track, lying down like that bit in Superman?
Yeah.
Where he lies down and makes the railway track.
Yeah.
Is it like that?
No.
No.
Okay.
Go on then.
So... this allows the layperson who is going to Football Land to experience all the despair and self-loathing that comes with not making it and your dream job. So this allows the layperson in Football Land to experience something of the trauma of not making it in your dream job.
Okay.
If you're on a professional club's books, you've probably been really good at football since the age of about four. And some of these people that are getting let down...
Or tall,
which is very much a part of what this is. You've pinned everything on it. You've probably neglected your schoolwork and you can be let down as late as kind of 17, 18, 19 and then find out you're not going to make it as a professional footballer. It must be gutting.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I've never experienced a level of disappointment on that scale. And I'd like to. So this is why I've designed this ride. So you go into the waiting area, which is inside, and it's 360 degrees of video screens showing how amazing this roller coaster is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely the best roller coaster you can possibly imagine. But to get on it, you have to complete a series of biometric tests. So you will be measured.
Mm-hmm.
You will have a projection as to what you're going to grow into. Even if, you know, I'm 49, I would still be measured and an artist would sketch me and show me, right, in 10 years' time, you're going to look like a sack of shit. You're not going on this roller coaster.
You can just get a face app, you know, that one of those face apps where you take a picture of yourself and it just shows you and it's just put a few couple of wrinkles on some grey hair.
Yeah, but I'm giving people a job.
There's
Trafalgar Square cartoonist who is showing you you're going to look like
they're really good.
An ugly bastard in 10 years' time.
Yeah. Could we employ some court artists?
Court artists, yeah.
They are so good under pressure, aren't they?
They're brilliant.
I mean, I've never seen a good one.
Yes, you will. Oh, you've got asthma. No, you can't go on this ride. You've got size 10 feet. No, you can't go on this ride.
Yeah.
You're going to be this short when you're grown up. No, you can't go on this ride. So you've spent a long time looking at how amazing this ride is and almost no one gets to go on it.
Oh.
The final hurdle is if you can get under this, if you're too tall to, how are they worded? If you're shorter than this sign, you can't.
Riders must be above this.
If you're shorter than this, you can't go on the ride.
Yeah,
R1, it was like, if you can't hurdle over this hurdle, then you're not going on the ride. So the only people that get to experience the roller coaster
are ironically people who can play professional football.
Yeah,
Yeah. Athletes, elite athletes.
Yeah, but I think probably we take them behind the video screen and it's all a bit depressing as well.
Right, no. Yeah. I think, yeah, because the pressure's on us to actually build the best ride ever. It's a bit like the Tenacious D song. This is the best song in the world. It's just a tribute.
Yeah.
This isn't the best song in the world. This isn't the best ride. It doesn't exist. It's smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, it's the platonic ideal of the best thing you can think of won't be as good if you realise it because it exists.
Never meet your heroes.
You could make it proportionally like a footballer's experience. So it's very good for 90 minutes in 70 times 24, whatever that math is, right? Well, even not 90, maybe it's 30 minutes of that game is good. You know, the rest of it's sort of just trotting about a bit. Maybe 30 minutes of it is you kind of thinking about something you heard somebody in the crowd say. And then the rest of it is awful. Yeah. You've got aches and pains. Mm. Yeah. You're being injected, you know, massaged.
The amount of time you spend on a treatment table as a professional footballer, given that your career is likely to be, 15 years maximum, you're going to spend a significant percentage of that in a lot of pain in hospital on a treatment table. Mm. And then you've got to get yourself back to fit. So even if you make it past all the biometric tests and the projections of what you're going to look like, how old you're going to be, whether you're going to be fit, whether you've got genetic kind of conditions, if you make it past all that, it's still miserable.
Yeah. Well, we could put a hospital behind there. So we just put them in a hospital after. They get good enough and then just stick them in a hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm aware that this is all quite doom and gloom and there's not a ray of sunshine. I want to reward people for walking away from this.
Right.
So I don't quite know what that is.
But you're forced to walk away from it.
You have to walk away.
Yeah. But you still want to reward people, even if they've got no choice but to walk away.
Reward them to make feel good about themselves, because the worst thing is footballers that, or would-be footballers that pin everything on... one of my godsons was 9 years old when he was told, no, we've projected you're amazing at football, you're the best in your year by miles, we've projected your growth, you're not going to make it as a professional footballer. That is a hell of a thing to tell a 9-year old boy you're not going to make it.
Also seemingly a bit bullshit, because like look at players that are like 5'6".
They came and measured his parents.
He was on
the books of a Premier League club.
Sitting.
Sitting.
Yeah, because when you go to a hospital, they do your weight, you just sit in a chair.
Oh, but like, how would they measure? I thought like height. So.
Well, they do it like, you know, with a piece of string where you get a piece of string and you measure each bit and then you measure around and you...
Yeah, that's nice.
Or they do a little walking clicker click.
The same happens for boys and girls that want to be professional ballet dancers. They find out at an obscenely young age that, no, you're going to grow wrong.
Mm. Yeah.
So if there's one thing I'd like to come out of this, it's tiny footballers.
Yeah.
Tiny footballers with all kinds of genetic disorders and ballerinas with big boobs.
Because those are things you don't see, and it's a damn shame. That black swan was a tragedy, wasn't it? Yeah, her tits were terrible.
I sort of see where you're going with this. So you almost want to leave like innocuous stuff sort of littered around that room that people might find joy in.
Yeah, like a nice meeting with Phil Babb or something, you know.
Because we've got football related necessarily. It's more that, you know, Mark's trying to say that rather than pinning all your hopes on being a footballer, you actually realise that you like macrame.
The guy that services my boiler was on the books of a Premier League club. It's not a euphemism.
How is that a euphemism? Come on. Yeah.
And he said he didn't realise how miserable he was when he was on this Premier League club's books until they told him, no, you're not going to be tall enough, we can't have you anymore. He says, I've never kicked a ball again, I love golf, and I love my job servicing your boiler. But it's only my boiler in services.
But he's too small to do boilers as well.
No, because he could go, right up the flue. If the pilot light fails,
he crawls inside
and reignites my fire.
Like a chimney sweep.
He's the size of a mouse.
I would like, Mark, if I think this can all be distilled into, let's just shrink some people and let them play football like borrowers. Let's see a little mini game of football, on a table.
I was going to say a similar thing. I was going to say this could almost be distilled into eating a pear.
Yeah.
Because pears are, you think, and everyone's told you how good a pear is, right? Pears are good. They're
Worcestershire,
good for
you. This is all like, one of the orchards. Yeah. Oh, can't wait to eat it.
And you're looking at that pear.
In the 3 seconds I've got.
It's got a threshold of about 30 seconds.
Exactly.
And either side of that 30 seconds, and the pear is too firm or too unfirm.
And not only that. Soft. It then deliberately sabotages every other piece of fruit in the fruit bowl. Yeah, it fucks them all up.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, you can't eat me and you can't eat anything else now because I've made them ripen
like
to shit.
Bananas or oranges.
A pear, the chemicals it gives off, it rots every other fruit around it.
Is that true? I did not know that.
Ethylene. It's apples and the buggers for ripening and other stuff. Yeah,
but yeah, you're right. A pear, you put an avocado next to a pear, that avocado is fucked and you've bought an avocado. Yeah. You can't buy a house anymore.
And that's kind of what you're doing with this.
Well, maybe
with this ride, you're sort of it's so tempting, but it's so fleeting.
Mm. But when you're told you're going to look rubbish and be rubbish and too small, too tall, too ill or whatever.
That's what a pear is.
Yeah. And so you're trudging out of what would have been the best roller coaster ever, holding your caricature of you looking like a nutsack.
Yeah.
You get taken around to the back.
You get drawn as a nutsack.
You get taken with hair. You get taken round the back where the people who have passed all those tests are just sitting in an empty green screen room with a morph suit on going, well, this is rubbish.
Yeah.
And least, then you don't feel so bad. So the people who pass all that and get to live the dream, inverted commas, they are the ones that are ultimately disappointed by this.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, I love that.
It's an unusual experience.
It's educational is what I'm trying to
say. Yeah. And it's nuanced.
And that's a really good point. You don't have to enjoy every ride at Football Land. Look at museums. Have you ever been to a museum and had fun?
Yeah.
Arguably, but not Cadbury's World.
Not all the
Cadbury's World, but certainly not the British Museum.
But if it generates a kind of pas de deux in Romeo and Juliet on the Royal Opera House stage where the lead ballerina has massive knockers and the guy weighs 48 stone and is 2 foot tall.
Yeah. Then I'm for that.
Then we have done a service to the art world.
And if we see a little Borough playing football.
There's a lot of corollary positives.
Yeah.
I think if you want to see that, you just go to Sadler's Wells.
That's true.
It's called Modern Dance.
You should call it the corollary positives. Whatever you said, we should call it the corollary positives.
Okay, so all in favour of corollary positives.
Okay.
After three, say aye. 3, 2, 1.
Aye.
Oh, I'm torn.
Natalie Brulia?
I don't know, because I think philosophically I'm with it, but I think
it's going to dampen the mood, isn't it?
It's going to be the most underwhelming bit of Football Land. And so I tell you what, I'll go.
Congratulations, Mark.
but we'll, we need to work on it.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Gentlemen and ear holders, I have a ride idea. This is called the Aubameyang Boomerang.
Ooh.
Now, recently, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, he was just on holiday in Barcelona.
Yeah.
And just with his family, looking at the Sagrada Familia going down Las Ramblas. Yeah, and then he ended up that night playing for Barcelona. He joined the club.
Yeah.
The only what I would say to him is, from a tax perspective, you could, like, I don't know if he does his own tax returns, but you could probably expense his flight at least.
Right.
Yeah.
But probably not the Sagrada Familia tickets.
Yeah.
And probably not less.
Sure, he's struggling for cash.
That's where rich people are rich because they're clever with their finances.
True. They are.
Mark.
Okay. Yeah. And they're very. Yeah.
So he
diligent.
Could probably expense that, but I don't think he can expense his wife and kids.
No.
Plane tickets themselves, because that is pleasure.
I was on holiday in 1979 in Southampton and ended up having a run out at right back.
Exactly. Ooh. Yeah, that's the thing. And this ride is more like a travel agent's. It's called the Aubameyang Boomerang.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shuttle that sends you from Football Land to any city of your choice to go on holiday, but at the end there, you work there full time.
Oh. So less like a boomerang and more like a...
It's more like a javelin, isn't it? Yeah. It's the Aubameyang javelin. But it's a boomerang because it drops you off, but then it sends your wife and children back home. back here.
I thought you were going to say it was a bit like an excursion. Like we went on holiday to Cyprus and then just went on like a 48-hour trip to Egypt.
Yeah.
I don't even remember where we slept. I mean, it was...
Sounds terrible.
There was no sleeping.
No, that's what I mean. Were we just on a coach for 48 hours?
That's so true about going to Cyprus and all places around there. It's like, hi, you're in Cyprus now. By the way, do you want to go on a day trip to another country?
Yeah.
I don't think you get that in many places.
No. We did a similar thing several times, just to counter that. We went to Florida and went on a day trip to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know where we slept.
What was the sleeping problem with your family?
I don't know.
You just can't remember the sleeping.
I can't remember the sleeping bit, and I don't know whether that's because I was a kid and I was asleep.
Yeah.
And so I just...
So nondescript, like a motel where you slept in.
And we did a similar thing in Hawaii where we went from one island to another island.
Yeah.
The actual island that was called Hawaii.
It could go horribly wrong, couldn't it? You could set off from like wherever you... like. Let's say you grew up in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A holiday in New York.
Yep.
Do you fancy a day trip to Birmingham? And suddenly you're back home in the middle of your holiday and you've paid for it.
Well, that's the lottery of Aubameyang's javelin.
Yeah.
Okay.
/ boomerang. He's a travel agent. I mean, we can pay him. Like, I don't want to say his career's already over at Barcelona, but it's only a matter of time. He's like, you know, he's only got a couple of years and we could probably get him on loan at football land at least from November. I don't think he's going to be playing in the World Cup. So, we could get him as a travel agent. And he just literally says to anyone, you know, I think we're going to have to get some deals. You know, when you go past a travel agent, you just see cards in the window and it's like, oh, the, you know, Megabus special to Spain.
No,
and it's literally, no pictures, £328 per person.
It's just scrawled in marker pen as well.
It's scrawled in marker pen.
On an index card.
And before you know it, you're on a bus on a mystery tour to another country and you don't know where you're going. But because all the results are the same, it doesn't matter. So all we need to do is we're going to go to every travel agent in Britain, get the cards. Ooh. All we need to do, go to each window. Mm. And Ryan, you can tap the... You distract the travel agent.
Okay.
Okay, just talk to them about, you know, anything. Just talk about... Get a few brochures, load them out. Yeah.
Damn.
Go to STA Travel. It's not STA Travel, really, isn't it? It's the more independent ones.
No, it's Star.
Yeah. Just, like, get all the catalogues and just ask loads of questions. Mark, you cover me. Okay, just provide cover, like look around, and I will. I'm going to unblue tack all of the deals from the window of the travel agent.
All of them. Okay,
every single one.
I've got a football idea.
What am I doing to cover you?
Wait till it's closed.
You just look around.
Wait till it's closed.
Oh, and break in. That'll be a crime, won't it? Yeah,
no,
great PR for us.
You don't need to break in. Stay on the pavement.
Yeah.
And you know, in like old films where they cut a circle out of the glass,
you
cut the whole window out and just
take the whole window. Yeah.
So they're all stuck to the window.
In the B&Q caves on
so
wheels.
So you both need to cover then.
Yeah. And you need to bring your B&Q.
I need to bring the suction thing you put on the thing.
I reckon we're going to need two of those B&Q trolleys.
Mm. We don't need suction cups because we can use the blue tack we've already stolen from other travel agents on the glass to get that off.
Mm. Not if the new method is only cutting windows out. We won't have any blue tack.
Well,
then.
The first one we won't have any blue tack, but then we'll have loads of blue tack after.
Yeah, how do we do the first one, though?
We're going to have to get cutters for the first one.
It's a bit chicken and egg, isn't it?
Yeah.
What came first?
Blue tack or
window display
cups.
Or the blue tack?
Then we give all of the cards to Aubameyang, shuffles them. Footballers love cards, don't they? And every new customer comes in, a family. Oh, hello, Sunil and
Margaret.
Your Anita and little Jeff.
Little Jeff.
Full name.
Is that your son?
First
no, that's
name,
my husband.
Little Jeff.
Here's your card. Oh, that's Kiev.
Yep.
Three nights. I can't name a single landmark in Kiev.
The Ukrainian Peace Memorial.
You're going to go and visit the Ukrainian Peace Memorial.
What were those boxes? The boxy brothers.
The Vitale. The Klitschko brothers.
Sports
farm.
Memorial.
They probably got a farm.
Mm.
They probably invested in a farm. You're going to the Klitschko brothers' farm. No,
yeah, childhood home. They love childhood homes.
Childhood homes.
Tours.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you can go to their farm. You can go to the Peace Memorial, and you can go to look at whether they were children.
Yeah.
Whether they were children. You can go and look at whether they were children.
Yeah.
Full size. The Ukrainian National Archives.
Yeah. See if they were children. Get all of the. Anyway, it'll be a fun 3 days. Children. Lovely 3 days for
they are two men,
Sunil, Anita, and little
they
Jeff.
They are two men that you would question whether they were children. I don't think they were.
Yeah.
They're definitely. You know, some people that have such a strong beard that you're like, born with that.
Yeah. Born with that beard.
Born with that.
They could get into Wetherspoons or Yates's Wine Lodge at the age of 14. Well, you know, any time.
Yeah.
13, 14.
Two.
Cool.
Yeah.
And Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang says, well, by the way, Sunil or Anita, you know, what is your profession? Just in case, you know. And they say, oh, I'm an IT engineer or, you know, I work in a circus.
Little Jeff is good
little
in the
Jeff,
circus.
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to him. Daily. He's not going to be there.
What's happening to little Jeff?
Well, he's got to go back. So basically, one of the parents, they go out there. We fly them out to Kiev. They have a nice time there. But then we've already set them up with a job in Kiev that they can
be
installed.
But only one of them.
Yeah, only one of them. That's why it's called the boomerang. Okay. And then we send the rest of the family back to football land. So a travel agent.
So you're at football land on holiday.
Yeah.
And you're in a theme park. You're in the world's first football theme park. And there's a
travel agent.
There's a travel agent
run by Aubameyang
in the theme park
/ career service. Really?
Yeah. I mean, you only find that out later.
True.
When you don't get the return leg of your
say a very small print.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like when you don't get on the return leg of your flight, just your wife and child or husband and child do. Yeah, that's quite a strange experience. People are booking a holiday whilst on holiday.
But your family did it.
We went on an excursion, and that's what it needs to be sold off, and that's the kind of point
that I'm driving at.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It almost needs to be like you need to still sell it as a boomerang because you've got to be expecting to come back.
Yeah,
and I'd football relate it, and all the jobs are at football clubs because otherwise it's very odd. This is all very odd. So if it were like, okay, so I'm in football land, I'm walking along. Oh, look, there's
a Aubameyang's boomerang. It's like
that's
a fun name. Yep.
That's like fun, exactly. Like many of the things in football land. I walk over and I've got a poorly manufactured shop front made from many different stolen...
Well, it's just a pane of glass in the sand. There's no shop behind it.
Stolen
with sunlight pouring through it and really hurting whoever's behind it.
Yeah, fading all of the red writing. And then there's just a thing, there's a whole host of countries on it, but with no link to football. Then you're going to at least need to put like a Dynamo Kiev badge in the corner to go,
what's your favourite team?
Should we go on an excursion? I've always wanted to go to the Luzhniki Stadium. Let's go.
Yeah, great That's an excursion. My only counter to you saying, does anyone go on holiday when they go on holiday? Most people, when they're on their plane back from holiday, be like, oh, I can't wait to book my next holiday.
You're
always talking about their next holiday.
True.
So that's the only thing I'm talking about.
But I like the idea of, you know, you've got a map of all of the football clubs in the world, and
made of glass, made of stolen shop fronts
with post-it notes on each one.
Yeah,
but yeah, you do end up. It's going to be hard liaising with each club to find a job in that, but that's what recruiters do. And we're recruiters now, Alfred.
I don't know how much we've got to get involved with that end. I would say we're just the transport end of things.
Right.
So what we do is we send, you know, Sunil.
Send three of them out there, but only two of them can come back.
Exactly. We're selling two return tickets and one-way ticket. And that's it, really.
And that's it. That's all we need. Yeah, all right.
It's probably time to
all in favour of Aubameyang's Aubameyang. All in favour of Aubameyang's boomerang, say aye. 3, 2, 1.
Aye. Yeah, I want to see how this ends.
Yeah. Well, not well.
No, I don't think well either, but it'll be interesting.
I still don't really understand why we can't just set up a travel agency. Why we have to steal the glass, but
that's why you're not a businessman. You're not
a
businessman.
You're
not a businessman, Mark.
Yeah, no, I fully admit my lack of business knowledge is not going to hold me back. I'm going to trust
you
guys.
Mark.
Yeah,
it's about the journey. Yeah. It's not just about setting up a business.
Yeah.
Okay, and is that it?
That's it.
I think that is it. You did your ride.
Yeah, I did.
I did my ride. Fine, done.
Attractions.
Right. Thank you so much, everyone.
Sounds like a 60s soul group.
Ladies and gentlemen, the three attractions.
It's just Mark's sort of like busty ballerina coming on.
Oh. Hello.
Mark getting his boy in service.
48 stone Romeo.
Oh, that's what you call it.
No, it's different to the
service. My 48 stone Romeo.
Hello, is that Jeanette's escort? Yeah, can I get a 48 stone Romeo, please?
All right. Okay. See you next time.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.